The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Power for today is coming, is underway. Power for today is underway. Let's begin to speak in tongues and declare the blood. Ile papa 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 rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Ile bebe kete kebara kata kabaya kata kabaya. Yes, power for today is coming your way. Yes, from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God. Le papa rakata kabaya. Let's stand the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's honor the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's adore the Lord. God has been kind. God has been faithful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unto him alone be all the glory. Unto him alone be all the worship. Unto him alone be all the adoration. We thank you for the gift of a new life in a new day, in a new body. We are grateful. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We celebrate your love, O God. We set consent for us, O God. We celebrate, O God.
We celebrate your powerfulness. We celebrate your love, your kindness, O God, unto us. We thank you, we celebrate
your blood and your holiness. We thank you for the blood and the Holy Ghost fire. Thank you, Father, for the night. We thank you, Father, for the light. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost fire. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our lives. And Father, right now you sent your spirit to quicken our mortal bodies. Thank you, Father, we are grateful. We celebrate your Lord. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy, O Lord. There is none like you. There is none before you. There is none like you. There is none before you. Father, at your level, there is none behind you. You are the only God, the one and only God. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, O God, for the great things you have done, O Lord. We celebrate you, Lord, this morning. We thank you, we exalt you, we thank 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 you, we th
church. We are redeemed by the
blood. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We celebrate your love, O God. We celebrate your faithfulness. We celebrate your greatness. We celebrate your authority and power. We celebrate you. We celebrate every attribute of you, O Lord. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the glory. We enter your presence by the blood. We enter by the blood. And in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Breathe upon us. And let us feel your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome each and every one of us to Power for Today. Power for Today, or Resurrection Power for Today. coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance, Assemblies of God Church, Lokakoto, Babi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, Pascal and their team are technicians. This morning, once again, we are commanding our fruitfulness, productivity, results, etc., by confronting our foundations, Psalm 11, verse 3. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Other versions put it this way. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Other version says, if the foundations are destroyed, what is the righteous doing? When the foundations are destroyed, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalm 82, verse number 5. I see a similar scripture there. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. All the foundations of the earth, natural foundations. He's talking about anything that is natural. It's unstable. It's unstable. Anything that is natural is very much unstable. And let me read Romans chapter 11, verse 16. Let me read it from the New International Version. Romans 11:16. If the part of the dough that is like condo, I'm just explaining, so I'm reading now. If the part of the dough offered as first fruit is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. So you see why we give first fruit? You see, in the Old Testament, there are different kinds of first. We have holistic first fruit and partly first fruit. Yes. Holistic. The first harvest. Partly. Any other increase. For example, you are receiving 100 cedis. And then the increment has come. Then 10 cedis, 150. That 50 is your first fruit. It's your first fruit. God must enjoy it first. Now, sometimes to first fruit is talking about your tithe. You don't bring all your money that you make, but 10%. So that is part. So you see, that 10% heals or qualifies the 90. That 10% you have given to God protects, heals, and qualifies the 90. That is monthly. But first fruit, you do it once in a year. So that first one that you have given out, your whole salary after taking your tithe, sow it as first fruit. It has qualified all the money you make. That's what he's talking about here. It has made the rest holy. Any other money that will come into your hands, whether it is from under the sea, whether it is from whatever, do you know why we should pay tithe and give first fruit? When you go to bank to cash money, some of those monies that they give you in bundles, they are from the sea. Some of them are blood money. Yes. People kill people to be paid. Like Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus for 30 silver, shekels or something. Yes. Shekels of silver. That is blood money. So Judas' money, when he went and threw it away, they used it to buy a land for cemeteries. They didn't use that money. So you see, when you go to bank, all those bundles that you receive and all that, I tell you, if God opens your eye to see the snakes, the scorpions, the whatever attached to them, it will shock you. That is why we are to pay tithe and give first fruit. The moment you give first fruit, in fact, before you even touch that money, all those snakes and whatever, they disappear. Because they are the devourers. Yes. Those things, that's why you receive those, some money, you receive it and you begin to fall sick. You receive it and then certain situations emerge. Receive it, trouble come. You receive your pay and then you are told that your mother fell down. Your sister and so this. That is all. I tell you that these things are real. I don't know why I'm just saying this, because we haven't touched what we are going to do. But maybe there is somebody online who needs this. And so God may be helping, somebody. So you see, it is clear here that if the part of the dough offered as first fruit is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. Yes. If what is offered as first fruit is holy, it has made the whole. Let me put it has made the rest holy. So the moment you pay first fruit, the whole income that you are going to make, every money that is going to put to your hands for that year, that's why we pay first fruit once in a year. For that year, is holy. And monthly, we pay tithe for to rebuke the devourer. So the moment you remove God's 10%, tithe is just the basic test. It is a kindergarten test. Because there are many kinds of giving. So if you can be faithful in tithing, which nobody is there to command you, by you voluntarily, it means that you are a qualified giver. And it means you are a qualified receiver. So beloved, we are seeing that anything that is natural has a limitation. If the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Your foundations are unstable, and so you walk in darkness. And the foundations we are talking about here, we are talking about our human roots. Say human roots.
Human roots.
Say human roots.
Human roots.
We are talking about human roots, human foundations. Human foundation, the things we have inherited from our fathers and our mothers. I tell you that our foundations fight us. Our foundations frustrate our fruitfulness and productivity. Our foundations delay our fruitfulness and productivity and results. Our foundation are what we have inherited. Let me tell you something. We may sit in the same class. We may attend the same school. We may obtain the same marks. But what those marks are going to yield for us? I have to record what is coming. We may. Yes. We can sit down in the same class. We completed the same school. We got the same marks. Yes. We got the same first class. But what those marks, what the school we attended, what the first class we all received. What it is going to produce in our lives is determined by our foundations. Is determined by the foundations that we have all inherited. Somebody can get a first class and his foundation is that he can never work. His or her foundation is that he can't be stable in any job. His foundation or her foundation is that marriage will never work for her or him. Or the first marriage will never work. Second marriage will never work. Only the third one will work. You know something? I am just declaring the word. And we pastors, you need to pray for us. Sometimes it is difficult because, especially when you know people's situation, somebody may just think that, oh, pastor is sharing what I went and shared. Oh, that is why it is not easy. We need to pray for. Truth is truth, and truth is one. Yes. I may not even be talking about your case or whatever. It is the word is coming. The word is just coming. So, what actually our diversities, our differences, our real diversities and differences are in our natural foundations. Natural foundation or roots that we have inherited from our parents, from our background. We carry our foundations along. We carry our foundations around. Yes. We can be very good friends, but I'm telling you, the way our lives will go is different because of what the foundations that we carry around. That is why if Christ came, that is why Christ came to do what? To unify us and to give us a united foundation. It is only in Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that our foundations are what? Neutralized. I'm telling you, that is why we need to be genuinely and sincerely born again. That is why we need the word of God and prayer. I am telling you, it is only the word and prayer. That was why Paul was writing under inspiration in Romans chapter 12. And he said that, beloved, I beseech you, let me read. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. Therefore, I urge you, or I beseech you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. 2. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That is the NIV. Do not be conformed, but be transformed. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What do we use to renew our mind? The word. The word, oh, as you are hearing the word right now, if you really open up to the Spirit, something is happening to you. As you hear the word, as you meditate on the word, you are being transformed into the image of Christ. Your foundations are being neutralized, because it is only in Christ that our foundations are neutralized. I'm telling you. And look, the salvation of Christ, the fact that Christ has died to redeem us is a reality. The death and redemption of Christ is an eternal reality. I'm telling you. That day when Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, tetelestai, it was an eternal reality. Satan knows it. The devil knows it. Yes. He paid the price. In fact, Jesus' death satisfied the Father, not Satan. Jesus' death pacified God. He used his blood to pacify the Father, to take the Father's anger away. So that through the blood, the Father sees us as sinless. We haven't seen any longer. So God has no issue with you. But you see, we need to grow. We need to grow in Christ. We need to grow daily to become like him in power, in glory, in authority, in favor. Yes, in every aspect of life. So that the things Christ did, the way he lived, the powers that bow to him, they also bow to us. That is why we need the word. We need Sunday school. We need personal devotion. Personal devotion. That is why we have power for today. Not only prayer. God told me something and I am afraid to say it. I don't know, because me myself. Look. And then I went to the Bible and it is true. Do you know that as I'm speaking right now, some miracles are taking place in your life. I'm telling you, some miracles are taking place. But you don't feel it. Miracle, just at the how you are breathing, healings are taking place, deliverances, things are happening as I am sharing the word. The Lord was telling me, those who just follow prayer, for any place there is prayer, yes, they just enter. God said, not so much is happening. This is the phrase. Not so much is what happening. Not so much. These are the exact words that came. Not so much is happening. But those who teach the word, and after that, they say, let's pray. Too much is happening. And so much is happening. Too much is happening. And so much is happening. Those who teach the word, that was Jesus Christ. That was Jesus Christ. In fact, only unbelievers, Bartimaeus, Syrophoenician woman, a few unbelievers that Jesus met. Bartimaeus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said, call him. He came, say, what do you want? He said, I want to see. Say, go receive your sight. He didn't pray. But if you look at the miracle Jesus performed in the church among believers, he taught. He taught the word. He spoke the word. And you see, what does teaching the word do? It is stirring your faith. As you are hearing, listening right now, it is stirring your faith. Because you see, let me tell you, miracles are already in you. You are born again. The Holy Spirit is in you. He is the performer of miracles. He is the healer. He is already in you. So as your faith is being stirred, miracles are happening. Miracles are taking place. Sometimes while Jesus was speaking, healing began to take place. Demons, anybody with demons, they will begin to shout. The demon will begin to shout. So we should not just be this thing about prayer. The two go together, prayer and the word. They are the two arms. They are like twins. You can't separate them. They go together. And especially when we pray the word. Yesterday, I received another testimony. Another scholarship has come. I don't know. Another scholarship has come. In fact, I received two. But one came with the document to show me. One came, a gentleman. He said, Pastor, even my family don't know this. Pastor, no one on earth apart from me. And because you are my spiritual authority, I want you to see it first. I am telling you that what I am seeing, hey my God, God is doing things. Oh, God is doing things. The family from which this person came from, how could that be? Only God can do such a thing. Yesterday, there was a news that I wanted to receive, myself and the lady pastor. We have been waiting for news. We have been very anxious. And then when I was going to check my phone, then I heard the word. Always see my greatness in every situation. Always consider how great I am in every situation. This is what I had. I was going to check the WhatsApp, whether the message has come. Always, then I heard, always see my greatness in every situation. That was the word that came. So, any challenge, any trouble that comes, see the greatness of God first. And what? Your relationship with God. You see, that's why we need to relate well. I'm telling you. Because if you know in your heart that you are related, God is really your father. And let me tell you, please. Look, in this body, we can make mistakes. We can sin. Quickly. Kneel down and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Please. Look, I am offended. Father, I can't forgive this person. What this person has done has really hurt me. Father, in my heart, I am carrying offense. I am carrying unforgiveness. So, look, kneel down and tell God those things. So I need help. I need help, Lord. Help me to forgive. Help me, deliver me from this. Genuinely, before you realize, in the course of the day, you even begin to feel pity for the person. I'm telling you. Yes. When you live a life like this, then you have a good relationship with God. So two things. Seeing the greatness of God in the situation and then considering your relationship with Him. These are the things. Anytime a challenge comes, look, the way you are related to God and who He is, these are the things you consider. And I tell you that anxiety will not come. Worry will not come. Whatever is happening, your spirit is not stable. And when I checked the WhatsApp, exactly the good news I wanted to hear, it was there. It was there, banging like that. What I wanted to see, what we want to hear, it was there like that. It was just there like that. Now, beloved, even though we are born again, we have the responsibility to deal with our foundations. Even though in Christ we have a new foundation, the devil knows that the only way to get us is through our natural foundation. Say natural foundations. Say natural foundations. He knows. Look, this flesh is housing the Holy Spirit, is housing God inside you. This flesh is a house. But this flesh is alive. Anything God creates has life in it. The sun has life. The moon and the earth, it has life because God spoke them. Anything God spoke out, it has the life of God in it to serve mankind. So this flesh has life in it. But now, because Adam ate the fruit, this flesh is now what? The fallen nature. We call it the old nature. So now it has become an enemy to God. It has become hostile. Our natural thinking. That's why Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16, the Bible says that there is conflict between the flesh and what? The desires of the flesh and that of what? The spirit. There is always conflict. There is always conflict between them. There is conflict between them. Yes. There is conflict going on. And so, what happens? The Bible says that we should mortify the flesh. For example, there is natural feeling for hunger. There is natural feeling for sex in marriage. Or even when you are not married, that urge will come. But then the Bible says that you should mortify, you should kill it with the help of the Holy Spirit so that you don't sin against God. So we have the responsibility to deal with our natural foundations. by using the word of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. And like I said, I used the family tree of Reuben. Yes, I used Reuben as our case, study. You see, Reuben in Genesis 35, verse 21 to 22. Reuben slept with one of Jacob's concubines, the father's, so let's say the father's wife, not the mother, not Reuben's mother herself, but after the mother, the father had other women, and Reuben slept with, those other women, the father's concubine. The Bible says that Jacob didn't say anything. Let me tell you, sometimes when you do something and your father didn't talk, the elder or your mother didn't talk, and they are quiet, is too dangerous. They are talking inside them. Or your pastor didn't say anything, but quiet. They talk inside. They have condemned you inside. They don't say it to the mouth. They are waiting for a day and an opportunity. Or sometimes when you enter your room. In fact, one day, one of my spiritual fathers told me something, and I fear it up to today, because there was something we, the associates, were doing. He doesn't like it. He will be talking about it. And sometimes we will challenge him openly. This, and sometimes we will go to him. And then one day, after everything, he called me. Me alone. He said, "Dela, be very careful about pastors and men of God, because when they enter their room, you don't know what they tell God." Hey! When we came out, I called another man of God, spiritual father. I said, "Papa, this is what my father." He said, "Yeah, be careful. Dela, be careful from today. It's a big thing. True. You don't know what they say in their heart and even in their bedroom." He has, in fact, is the greatest confession he has made to you, Dela, is the greatest thing that man has done for you. It has, look, that opened my eyes. Jacob didn't say anything. But in Genesis 49, verse 3 to 4, when it was time and he was about to die, those days, God gave fathers the right to be like God. Their words were final on their children. So, he asked all the sons to gather. He said, "Gather yourselves." So that, then Jacob called for his sons, Genesis 49, and said, "Gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come. 2, assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father Israel." Then he began with the firstborn, Reuben. Verse 3. "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the first sign of my strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power." Then verse 4. The curse. "Turbulent as the waters, you will no longer excel. For you went up onto your father's bed, onto my couch, and defiled it." You will no longer excel. Turbulent. You are limited. Reuben, you are limited from today. Now, let's see the root of Moses also. Let's come to 5. Simeon. "Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. 6. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly. For they have killed men in their anger and hamstrung oxen as they pleased. 7. Cursed be their anger, so fierce, and their fury, so cruel, I will scatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel. This was why Moses never entered the promised land. Because Moses was from the tribe of Levi. Anger. Moses, Miriam, Aaron. Anger. Anger. Because they killed the people that they have entered into covenant with, that they should circumcise so that they can marry them. So that their son can marry their sister Dinah. And whilst they have made the covenant, the people circumcised and they were in pain. Simeon and Levi went behind the father into the camp in the night and slaughtered all the men. Kill them. Kill them. And Jacob was a stranger there in their land. Supposing that people who have welcomed you and your children got angry and went and killed them, you'll be afraid. So they put Jacob's life in danger. That was why he pronounced the curse on them. Say, no, this, your anger is, anytime you get angry, something will spoil. Anytime you get angry, a door will close. I believe this is being recorded. People should play this. That from today, that's the meaning of the curse. So your anger will bring limitation. Your anger will close doors. Your anger will cause you to lose an opportunity. Your anger will cause setback. Your anger will cause so and so. Your anger will keep you at the same place. Your anger will bring delay. Your anger will deny you access into a breakthrough, into an opportunity, into a blessing. This was the case. No wonder Miriam got angry against Moses and got leprosy. Aaron got angry that Moses has stayed on the mountain for too long and made a golden calf for the people to worship. And then God got angry at Aaron. Aaron didn't enter the promised land. Moses displayed anger on three occasions. When he saw the Egyptian and the Israelite fighting, he killed the Egyptians, buried him. When he went to the mountain to collect the Ten Commandments on the two tablets. By the time he was coming and heard that Aaron had made a golden calf, it means that all the 40 days that I have spent there without food and water, they are wasted. He got angry and then threw down the tablets. They broke. Then, in Numbers 20, God said, you have been striking the rod, striking. Don't strike again. Now speak. But because of the pressure of the people around him, give us water. Oh, Moses, you are wasting time, pressure, anger, brah. Instead of speaking, he struck. Do you know what was happening? When Moses got the first angry, the devil was around. The devil said to God, please mark him because you are a just God. Mark him. So God marked Moses. Second one, marked. Third one, Satan said, your own word says that at the mouth of two witnesses, two or three, the matter is what? Established. Oh, Almighty, that's your own word. You are the just God. At the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter is what? Established. Then God said to Moses, I can't go behind my word. The promised land, you will not enter. Even though water came out, because God didn't want to disgrace me. The promised land, you will climb Mount Pisgah and see it, but you will never enter there. In fact, Moses pleaded with God. I'll find that scripture in Deuteronomy. Moses himself said, he pleaded with God. He begged God. One time when Moses raised the issue, God said, what is it? He said, about the promised land. He said, that docket is closed. That scripture is in Deuteronomy. Anytime I read that, tears come out of my eyes. See, that docket is all closed. So you see foundation. Now, let's go back to Reuben. So Reuben was cursed. And how did this manifest? When this curse started manifesting, even though Reuben was dead and gone, during the days of Moses, when he sent the 12 spies to go and spy the land in Numbers 13 and 14. Numbers 13 and 14. It was the Reubenites who incited the others that, Charlie, we cannot. We can't. In fact, Reubenites are the first to say we cannot. This thing, it cannot be done. Be careful, oh. Be careful, oh. Be careful, oh. And then they spread bad reports and discourage the people. They were able to win the 10 leaders and on Joshua and Caleb. That was why God got angry and said, look, only Joshua and Caleb will enter the land, but the rest do not enter. So you see the case following Reuben. That was why in Numbers 32:1-3. In fact, when you read Numbers 32:1-13, Numbers 32:1-13, when they were about to cross, I mean, the Reubenites said to Moses, don't let us cross the Jordan. Where we are here, the land is good for us. And Moses got angry. Say, look at you people. What your fathers did. In fact, the Reubenites started shouting again, oh, to the Israelites. Hey, shall we to cross this Jordan? So we are going to look at the land. But this place is good for us. So look, you see, they will be going among people. So you see, people go among people, spreading falsehood, telling them, Charlie, this thing cannot be done. Charlie, we shouldn't agree. This thing, that's the Reubenite spirit. That's the Reubenite spirit. Because they are carrying that foundation of limitation. And then Moses got angry. Say, aha, that was what your fathers did. That was what your fathers did when they were sent to go and spy the land. Now look at what you are doing. You are inciting the people not to cross the Jordan, to remain here. Anyway, if you want, remain here. But you must cross the Jordan to fight until your other tribes are settled before you come back. So you see, that's the foundation. But thank God that in Deuteronomy 33, Moses broke that curse. In fact, from there, we didn't hear so much about the Reubenites. This thing again. Exodus 33 verse 6. In fact, here again, that time they were tribes. So Moses was addressing the tribes. They were now tribes. I mean, big tribes. So when Moses was about to die, he also got, Moses is the spiritual father. So Moses said, gather the tribes and let me speak to every tribe. Yes. This is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, pronounced on the Israelites before his death. He said, the Lord came from so and so. Right. Now let's go to Reuben. Let Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. Let Reuben live and not die. You know, the Reubenites were dying prematurely. In fact, part of the case was that they were dying prematurely. See, so the Reubenites became a small tribe because they died at a certain age, they died. Because that case that they would die in the wilderness, they will not cross, was still working on them. But Moses reversed it. But as to what happened, whether from now they were able to do things, it is not clear. I need to research on that. So, beloved, that is why we have the word of God. It is in Christ that we can reset our foundation. We need to confront our foundation with the word of God. We need to confront our foundations in prayer. We can use prayer and the word of God to reprogram our foundation. In fact, prayer and the word, they reprogram your future. They reprogram your tomorrow. Prayer and the word, they reprogram. Say reprogram. Say reprogram. Yes. Prayer and the word, they reprogram your destiny. I'm telling you. Prayer is a programming life. Prayer programs your life. We also program our future with prayer and the word. Hence, we can reprogram our foundations and roots with prayer and the word. Yes. Do you know the reason why Jesus prayed? Because Jesus, even though he had the supernatural blood, he was carrying a human body. Human body. And this flesh can fail you. If Jesus had not prayed, he wouldn't be able to overcome the temptation in Matthew chapter 4. Because the serpent was inciting all the temptation were about the flesh. The flesh. Food. Turn these stones into bread. Yes. Turn this stone into bread. Pride. Climb up and fall down. Pride. Showing of power. Yes. You see all these kingdoms I'll give to you if only you bow down and worship me. Like people are joining occult and other groups for what they will eat. They sell their souls. These are the works of the flesh. Poverty is not good. Poverty can drive you into things that you don't want to do. I'm telling you. Look, the reason why I'm very patient with people now, poverty, you don't know what poverty can do, what scarcity can do. This lady, some years ago, I cherish so much. This will be about 20 years ago. Oh, I just love her. And I celebrate her. But you can see that she was struggling. She was struggling. Look, when one day she came and sat before me, at that time I also don't have. The church was struggling. We're struggling. Pastor, even if I can get a man to sleep with me, because the landlady was on her, ejecting her. In fact, they've given her several ultimatums, and this lady doesn't know what to do. Doesn't know. When she came and sat by me and said, if I get a man to sleep with me and get me the money, I shouted. And I started crying before her. On two occasions, I've cried before people before I realized I was crying. Ah! To this point, I call Mama Lucy, the late, our treasure. Please, I beg you. And what hurts me, when people are using their bodies to get what to eat, look, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it that people use their bodies for food to get money to eat is something I can't stand. It kills me. It kills me. That's why I become a fool to people. I behave as if I'm a fool. It's because of that thing. I'm telling you. And then we have to call some people here and there. And then we help that person out. Poverty is not good. Poverty can lead you into things. Like some of our brothers and sisters are joining groups because of what they will eat. We want to pray now. These are foundations that we need to deal with. Say, my Father in heaven.
In heaven.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Thank you. That in Christ. I have inherited a new foundation in Christ Jesus. Let my new foundation in Christ Jesus rise up. Lead you in this. Let the lady pastor continue to lead you in this. I will join you soon.
So let's continue to declare, in Christ I have received a new foundation. Let my new foundation rise up. Let my new foundation rise up. In Christ I have inherited a new foundation. Let my new foundation rise up. Let my new foundation work for me. Let my new foundation in Christ, which I have inherited, rise up for me. Rise up for me. In Christ, I have inherited a new foundation. That is what we have inherited. Let's declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the new foundation we have inherited in Christ. In Christ, I have inherited a new foundation. a new foundation in Christ. I have inherited, because I am a child of God. Let my new foundation rise up to my defense. Let my new foundation rise up and work for me. Let my new foundation stand up for me, because that is what I have. That is my inheritance in Christ Jesus. Yes, O Lord, I have inherited a new foundation in Christ. I have inherited a new foundation in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for my new foundation in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Let my new foundation rise up. Let my new foundation rise up for me. Let my new foundation rise up and stand for me. Let my new foundation rise up and defend me. Let my new foundation work for me. Let my new foundation work for me. Let my new foundation reprogram me. Let my new foundation in Christ. Let my new foundation in Christ. Yes. Stand up for me. Let my new foundation in Christ rise up for me. Stand up for me and work for me.
Kata,
in the
kama,
name
kata.
Of Jesus
let my,
Christ.
Let my new foundation in Christ fight for me. Let my new foundation in Christ fight for me.
Let
speak
my
for
new
me.
Foundation
defend me. Rise up for me. Let my new foundation in Christ.
Let
my new foundation in Christ.
Let
my new foundation in Christ. Let
my
new foundation in Christ. Let my new foundation in Christ.
Let
my
new
foundation
in Christ.
Stand up for me.
Stand up for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for me. Speak for
me.
Defend me.
Overshadow me. Neutralize my old foundation. Let my new foundation in Christ.
Let my new foundation in Christ. Neutralize my inherited foundation.
My new foundation.
Yes, Lord. Let the foundation in Christ neutralize every old foundation. Any old foundation I have inherited. Yes, every ancestral foundation,
every tribal
foundation, every national foundation, every family foundation that I have inherited.
Neutralize that foundation
in Christ.
Neutralize that foundation. Neutralize that foundation. Neutralize that foundation. Neutralize that foundation.
That I have inherited, that is fighting,
frustrating, and
delaying
my
fruitfulness,
my productivity,
my productivity,
my better work,
my results, my greater work.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ,
let the blood of Jesus Christ, let the
destroy that foundation. Destroy that foundation.
Destroy that foundation.
Destroy that foundation.
Destroy that foundation.
Destroy that foundation.
Destroy that foundation.
Destroy
that foundation.
Destroy
that foundation.
Destroy
that foundation.
Destroy
every foundation
I have inherited.
Any foundation I have inherited. Any natural foundation I have inherited.
Foundation. Of the nation I come from.
The nation I come.
Regional foundation.
Regional foundation.
The region from which I,
the
did,
region
I come.
From which I come.
Tribal foundation.
Tribal foundation.
Ancestral foundation.
Ancestral foundation.
Family foundation.
Family foundation.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
I have inherited.
I have inherited.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
That is blocking.
That is blocking.
That is delaying.
That is delaying.
That is frustrating.
That is frustrating. My new, my
fruitfulness, productivity,
my productivity,
my results,
my results,
my greater
my
works,
greater works,
with the blood,
with
of,
the
Jesus
blood of Jesus.
I shut down permanently.
Permanently.
Shut down
I shut
and
down
destroy
and destroy
those foundations.
Those foundations.
I shut down and destroy.
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 I shut down and destroy. and destroy.
I shut down 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 and destroy. I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
I shut down and destroy.
In my life.
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 In the life of my family.
In the life of my family.
In the members of my family.
In the members of my
family.
In the natural foundation.
We have inherited.
We have inherited.
We are carrying along.
We are carrying along.
In the natural foundation.
In the natural
that we are carrying along.
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 In the natural foundation.
In the natural foundation.
That we are carrying along.
That we are carrying along.
That we are carrying.
Regional foundation,
family foundation, parental foundation.
That we have inherited,
that we have
ancestral foundation,
that we are carrying along,
that we are carrying along
and around. That we
that
are
the devil is
around
using
and along. That the devil is
to
using
delay us,
to delay us,
to fight us.
To
to frustrate
to
us,
frustrate
to block us,
to block,
to block
us,
our fruit,
to block our,
to block our productivity,
to block our,
to block
productivity,
our results,
to block
our greater ways,
to block
our visions,
to block our destiny,
to block our dreams,
to block our dreams, and
to block our testimonies,
to block our
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the
We shut down and destroy. Let me tell you, everyone on this line, you are really blessed.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you are privileged.
Amen.
This information you are receiving is directly inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's why I'm also recording right now. My phone, I am recording. I want to be sure, even though I know that it is recorded and to be, but I use my other phone. I am recording everything I'm saying so that I will listen to it myself. Let me tell you, we must revisit certain things in our lives. So as long as we are alive, don't say this foundation thing. I think I taught this thing 20 years ago, 18 years to 20 years ago. Yes, for 2 years, I taught on, there are 16 foundations. I taught on 16 foundations, even the foundation of being a firstborn, foundation of being a lastborn, foundation of the first occurrence. Look, the moment something occurs once, the first time any bad thing occurs, or any good thing occurs, or even the first time you have a dream, always the first is an announcement. The first is announcement. Anything first, whether it is good, it means the announcement of the good that is coming. Don't sleep. Pray that good, that it has come to you. Because it is just an announcement. If a bad thing has also happened, you had a bad dream, or one bad thing has happened to you physically, it's an announcement. It's an announcement that bad is around you. Bad is in your atmosphere or environment. In fact, it just shows a little sign. When it happened the second time, it has become a witness. It has become what? A witness. Two or three witnesses. Whether good or bad. The moment it happens the third time, it has become a foundation. I'm telling you. It has become a foundation. It is settled. And it will be difficult to deal with. We call it the foundation of first occurrence. Occurrence. First occurrence. So the moment something happened to you, first, don't sleep. If it is a good thing, pray. Do everything you can do for that thing to come to pass. For the good to continue. If it is bad, kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Do everything. Kill it. Because It is an announcement. It is an the moment it happened the second time, they are now two witnesses. By the third one, it's a foundation, it's a root. It has come to stay. It will be difficult. It will be, look, our foundations define us. Like I began by saying, we can go to the same university. We got the same first class. We got the same this. Even people travel together, they can get the same. But I'm telling you, why somebody is doing well in an area, somebody is not doing well in an area. Our foundation is where our divisions come. That is why in Christ, Christ came to unify us. Paul said, if I will boast, I will boast in Christ. So when people are boasting, I am from this place. I am from this family. I am from this home. I am this. Demons are laughing. Because they know something that they know where to pinch you naturally. Only in Christ that we can boast. I'm telling you, only in Christ. Paul said, if I boast, I must boast that I'm a child of God. I am redeemed. I am saved. My sins are forgiven. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every inherited foundation.
I disinherit you.
Every inherited negative foundation. In Jesus' name, let me stop and say this. There are positive things that we have. In fact, we are positive things should remain.
Yeah.
Positive things. Look, just as you have received something positive. What shows that the negatives should also not follow you? Yes. Look, there are places I go, and then people look at me, I say, ah, is your father so so and so? I say, yes. Ah! You are your father's copy. You are your father's copy. So you see, I have inherited everything from my father. It is his blood that is in me. That is what, why we take communion. I'm telling you, to neutralize that. And the enemy fights us through our bloodline. Our natural bloodline. People from my place. Sometimes when I go to Legon, those days, now most of them are retired. But now new people called professors, doctors. You'll be hearing their names. I mean, on radio, and then you'll be seeing them on TV. But because they don't mention where they come from, we know them. Yes, we know them. Excuse me. When you see where they live, when you see the cars they drive, in fact, you doubt whether this is a professor. You doubt whether, when you go to the home, when you see the houses, when you see look, I have told you that one. I have told you that one. We want to pray. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every negative foundation. I have inherited in my bloodline.
The blood of Jesus Christ, and with the blood of the Holy Spirit,
I detach myself.
I detach myself.
I detach
I detach myself. I detach myself, yes, from any negative foundation I have inherited. I detach myself. I disinherit myself. I detach myself from that negative foundation. I detach myself. I detach myself with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the Holy Ghost fire. I detach myself. I detach. I detach. I detach myself. I detach myself. I disinherit myself of that negative foundation. I disinherit myself. I disinherit negative foundation. I disinherit myself.
I disinherit my family.
I detach my destiny. 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 I detach with the blood of Jesus. I detach.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I just heard a voice. I just heard a voice right now. Oh my God. I have to sow a seed. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I just said a voice. Satan can no longer trace your record in his archives. Satan can no longer trace your record. Hey! Satan can no longer. I declare to somebody online, Satan can no longer. The devil can no longer. Which is a wizard. They can no longer trace your record.
My portion in Christ Jesus.
That is our portion in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Our new foundation is Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Our new foundation is Jesus. Let me tell you something. We need to be dealing with this thing once in a while because we are still living in a fallen world and in this body.
Amen.
So once in a while, we need to visit this. I'm telling you, some of you, this prayer we are praying, certain negative things and patterns will stop happening.
Amen.
I'm telling you, they will stop happening.
Amen.
New things will begin to happen.
Yes, Lord.
Because the spirit, every foundation has a spirit and a strong man. I'm telling you, every foundation has a spirit and a strong man. I don't know how to say this, my God. I was going to say, but Lord, help me. Anyway, I'll keep it. Every foundation has a spirit and a strong man. There is a spirit for over every tribe. There is a man over every tribe. I am telling you, every region. That was in Daniel chapter 10. When Daniel was in Iran. Yes, Iran. Or Iraq, whatever. Persia. The prince, the principality over Persia. When Gabriel was bringing the answer, he said, no way. I won't let you go. There is a principality over Ghana. There is a spirit over the nation Ghana. There is an angel also over Ghana. There is a spirit over Ghana. There is a strong man over Ghana. Just as we have an angel, so there is a gateway. The gateway into every nation. The gateway into every region. The gateway into every tribe. The gateway into every family. Every family has a gateway. I'm telling you, every family, we call them portals. Portals. Gateways. Portals. Portals. Every tribe has a gateway. Portals. Every region has a gateway. Every nation, every city, every town, I'm telling you, they have gateways. And at every gateway, there are two personalities there. There is a principality there, and there is also an angel there. The God that the people inside are worshiping, that is what will determine whether they will have the upper hand or the principality will have the upper hand. I'm telling you, the things that the people there bow to, yes, if there are more churches there, if there are more Christians there, then the angel will have the upper hand. But if there are more unbelievers there, don't go and joke. Don't go and joke. The principality will have the upper hand. We shall continue, God willing, on Wednesday. But let's pray this last prayer. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Let my foundation.
Let my new foundation.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Manifest.
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 My new foundation
my
in
new
Christ.
My new foundation in Christ.
Manifest.
Manifest.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am
complete.
I am complete.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am complete.
I
therefore declare,
that in Christ,
everything must work for me.
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 Everything must work
for me.
It is an all-round,
blessing.
Every aspect of my life
must work for me.
Must work for me.
Every aspect of my life
must be fruitful.
Must be fruitful.
Must be productive.
Must be productive.
Must produce results.
Must produce results.
Must produce greater wealth.
Produce greater wealth.
Every aspect of my life.
My health must work.
My health must work.
My
health
must work well.
My health must work well.
My marriage must
work. My marriage must work well.
Must work well.
My career must work well.
My business must work well.
My business
must work well. My investment must work well.
My work must work well.
My work must work well.
Everything around me.
Because in Christ,
I am complete.
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 It is finished.
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 Wherever I am, I am carrying.
I am carrying
the foundation of Christ.
The foundation of Christ.
The foundation of Christ.
The garment of Christ.
The garment of Christ.
I enter into places with the foundation of Christ.
The foundation of Christ.
I enter into places
with the foundation of Christ.
With the foundation of
Christ. The garment of Christ.
The garment of Christ.
The foundation 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 of Christ.
Of Christ,
in the garment
of Christ,
in the foundation of Christ,
in the garment of Christ,
any place I enter,
any nation I enter,
any region I enter,
any tribe I enter.
Any city I enter, any town I enter, any village I enter, any office I enter, any road I enter,
with the foundation of Christ,
and the garment of Christ,
the foundation of Christ,
the foundation of Christ,
and the garment of Christ.
and the garment of Christ. Let everything give way.
Let everything give way.
Let darkness give way.
Which is a wizard,
let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them
principalities and powers.
Let them give way.
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 At the portals.
At the portals.
At the portals.
At the
portals. At the gateway.
The gateway.
The gateway.
At the borders.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
At the borders.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
At the borders.
At the borders.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
At the borders.
At the borders. Let them give way.
Let them give way.
And when I enter,
let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let me be successful.
Let me be successful.
Let me succeed.
Let me succeed.
Let me succeed.
Let me succeed.
In everything.
In everything.
I've entered there to do.
I have entered there to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you.
Bless your holy name.
For the answered prayer.
For the answered prayer.
Given in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
God willing, we will continue on Wednesday morning and Friday morning. I want to use this opportunity to thank all of you for the overwhelming Father's Day messages that we received. How you celebrate the fathers. And I want to use this opportunity to wish fathers on this platform Blessed Father's Day. Let me tell you, the Lord said to me, like the name that Abraham first carried, you are now an exalted father. 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 And also our mothers, you are exalted mothers. Exalted sons and daughters Amen. Of God. Amen. Enjoy a blessed day. Enjoy a day full of testimonies. Amen. Let your week be full of testimonies.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. And when the roll is called, your name and my name shall be. And I see something good happening to somebody. It is happening to you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Whosoever believes will not perish. They shall have